Page 22, Measure Number 24-391, Marion County Fire District Number 1, referred to the people by the District Board. Four-year operations local option tax. Question, shall district levy taxes of 71 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for 4 years beginning 2016-2017 for fire operations? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Summary, in May 2012, voters approved a levy for 29 cents per $1,000 of assessed value to maintain fire and emergency service operations for Marion County Fire District No. 1. That levy expires June 2016. The district is proposing a levy of 71 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. The levy would be used for general operating expenses and would allow the district to limit the impact of service reductions for the next 4 years. Property with an assessed value of $200,000 would result in a homeowner paying approximately $142 per year in property taxes. The district is not a part of a city or county government. It is a special service district, a governmental entity equal to a city or county for the purpose of providing fire and emergency services. The levy would raise an estimated $1,996,840 in 2016-2017, $2,056,746 in 2017-2018, $2,118,448 in 2018-2019, and $2,182,002 in 2019-2020. The estimated tax cost for this measure is an estimate only, based on the best information available from the county assessor at the time of estimate, and may reflect the impact of early payment discounts, compression, and the collection rate. Explanatory statement. The elected board of directors for Marion County Fire District No. 1, the district, voted on February 18, 2016, to place a local option levy measure on the May 17, 2016 ballot to fund operations. In May 2012, voters approved a levy for 29 cents per $1,000 of assessed value to maintain fire and emergency service operations for Marion County Fire District No. 1. That levy expires in June 2016. Approval of this measure at 71 cents per $1,000 of assessed property valuation equates to an increase of 42 cents per $1,000 over the current and expiring local option levy. This measure would fund district operations for the next 4 years. The district's service area includes 80 square miles and serves approximately 55,000 citizens. The district provides a wide range of services, including fire suppression, emergency medical services, rescue services, and fire prevention. Since the passage of Measure 50, the district has experienced a cumulative reduction in the amount of taxes it could have levied between 1997 and today. At the same time, demand for service has grown. In 1983, the district had 29 employees and 88 volunteers running 1,482 calls out of 7 stations. Today, the district has 50 employees and 81 volunteers running over 6,600 calls out of 8 stations. To manage these impacts while maintaining service levels, the district is seeking voter authorization to impose a 4-year local option tax levy of 71 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. Marion County Fire District No. 1 is not part of the city or county, but is a special service district, a unit of government equal to a city or county. It is governed by an elected board of directors who are residents of the district. As elected representatives of the district residents, their responsibility is to represent the interests of the district residents by making policy decisions that ensure that the highest level of fire and life safety services are provided at the most cost-effective manner. Bernie Ochin, board president, Marion County Fire District No. 1. No arguments were submitted in opposition to Measure 24-391. Page 23, an argument in favor of Measure 24-391. Marion County Fire District No. 1 Board supports 24-391. As your voter-elected Board of Directors for Marion County Fire District No. 1, MCFD No. 1, we are asking for your support on replacement levy No. 24-391. Currently, our combined workforce of 50 employees and 72 volunteers respond to 6,800 calls a year. With a district population of 50,000-plus citizens in East Salem and North Kaiser, our call volume continues to increase. As costs continue to rise, the Board of Directors and staff are continually working on ways to best use your tax dollars to provide you with fast, effective emergency response. Passage of this replacement levy will help. MCFD number one. Number one, maintain current response times at under 7 minutes and to respond to future call demand. Two, ensure that you receive quality and cost-effective emergency services. Three, continue to plan for our growing need for service. Four, provide for a more stable level of funding for the next 4 years. Please join us in voting yes on 24-391, your Fire District Board of Directors, Kim Batchelor, Sue Kurtz, Tom Marks, Berhard Ochen, and Mike Welter. This information furnished by Berhard Ochen, Marion County Fire District Number 1, Board of Directors. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Also on page 23, another argument in favor. Dear fellow community members, our fire department represents everything good about community. The idea of community is that each person performs a different task so that we all don't have to do everything ourselves. Marion County Fire District Number 1 is made up of community professionals and volunteers that we have relied on to protect our families for the last 77 years. Whom do you call when you need help right away? The fire department. Our fire department responds to our fires, our car accidents, and our medical emergencies. Currently, our fire department is in jeopardy of losing career and volunteer firefighters to respond to our emergencies without a renewal of the current levy. We urge you to vote yes on Measure 24-391 to maintain our current career and volunteer firefighters. Our fire department deserves our support. Sincerely, Danielle Bethel. This information furnished by Rob Milano. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 24, continuing with arguments in favor. Vote yes on measure number 24-391. The Professional Firefighters Association of Marion County, serving citizens within the unincorporated area of East Salem and Kaiser, supports measure 24-391. This levy for Marion County Fire District Number 1 operations will replace the expiring levy. Your yes vote for 24-391 will provide MCFD Number 1 the necessary operational funding to maintain the current level of emergency responders and services for 4 more years. Today, there is over 6,800 service calls, and data suggests an increase of 1,000 additional calls per year by 2020, which makes maintaining current emergency responders a necessity to our community. By passing this levy, MCFD Number 1 will be able to maintain its current response time and meet future call demands. The Fire Board of Directors has made it clear that cuts in addition to emergency responders will include the divisions of administrative, prevention, training, and maintenance. Currently, MCFD Number 1 is serving more than 50,000 residents over 80 square miles, including I-5 and many highways within Marion County. Without this levy, MCFD Number 1 would be forced to reduce on-duty responders, which may place people into situations of greater risk or waiting longer for emergency services. Consider these emergencies requiring experienced, certified, and highly trained first responders. A home or business fire, sudden heart attacks, critical car crashes, or a near drowning. Community members may also remember seeing our firefighters as they participated in community service activities like residential smoke detector installation campaigns, Fill the Boot for Muscular Dystrophy Association support, and Brooks Breakfast events to raise funds for toy and food box donations. They support our community in many ways. Our firefighters deserve and need your support now so that when help is needed, they will be there for you and your loved ones. Marion County Fire District Number 1 firefighters need your vote. This information furnished by Chris Boyer, Professional Firefighters Association of Marion County. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Also on page 24, another argument in favor. This is a unified letter from the Marion County Fire Volunteer Foundation. Marion County Fire District No. 1 has operated for more than 77 years and remains one of the great cornerstones of our community. We do not take the responsibility of operating in this district lightly, and for this reason, we are asking for community support to vote yes to replace the expiring operating levy that has maintained emergency service response since 2012. Since the fire district's inception, much of the area that was once sparsely populated farmland is now divided into sprawling housing complexes and businesses. There are currently an estimated 50,000 citizens living within the Marion County Fire District No. 1's boundaries. The rapid increase in population has forced the district to experience many challenges. The challenges that it has faced include an increased call volume, the need for newer and larger equipment, unstable tax base, and higher demands for training per state law. The district currently employs 47 personnel. However, like many departments, the backbone of the district remains the 75 or so dedicated volunteers that selflessly donate their time to protect their community. While we as volunteers are not paid to respond to emergencies, we do incur cost to the fire district for education and training, protective equipment, uniforms, and insurance. The district provides fire and rescue responses from 8 fire stations, handling over 6,500 calls each year. While our volunteers want to respond to every call in the fire district, it's just not possible with the demands of our busy lives and other employment. A yes vote on Measure 24-391 will ensure Marion County Fire District No. 1 is able to continue answering the growing demands in emergency calls with career and volunteer firefighters. A no vote will reduce the number of firefighters to respond to emergencies and an increase in response times to your emergency. Vote yes on 24-391. Sincerely, your volunteer firefighters, endorsed by Stephen Weisner, Mark Criboy, Adam Giblin. This information furnished by Mark Criboy. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.